This is The Naked Scientist with Diana O'Carroll and Dave Ansell. And we begin with a look at some of this week's top news stories. Diana.
This week, an international team of researchers reported how they have used computer-aided design, or CAD, to build a precise mould that can aid breast reconstruction in cancer patients. Publishing in the journal Biofabrication, the team took laser scans of healthy breasts and then used CAD software to produce a tailor-made scaffold in silicon. Now, so far, this model has only been used by surgeons as a visual guide for reconstruction operations, but the researchers hope that very soon this 3D scaffold can be used in combination with tissue engineering. Lead author Professor Dietmar Hutmacher from Queensland University of Technology hopes to use this CAD model as a scaffold for the patient's own cells to grow through, meaning that a purpose-grown implant can be placed back into the patient. Now, the end result would be a new breast made of the patient's own tissue that is perfectly symmetrical to the original. And the study also examined how satisfied patients were following the operations, where surgeons used this 3D model solely as a visual guide. And the patients did indeed report a higher degree of satisfaction with the end result than those patients whose surgeons used more traditional methods, i.e. pen and paper. So if tissue engineering takes off, this technology could lessen the impact of mastectomy and can be extended to other applications where tissue needs to be replaced with accuracy.
So are they essentially getting a model of the breast and then 3D printing it in some manner, which in the material which ideally you could then grow cells through, and then you'd have essentially a breast again?
Yeah, that's exactly it. They print it off in 3D material, presumably some kind of silicon, and it has to be porous so that these cells can grow through it.
Beautifully customised, wonderful.